ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
We need to talk about some of the coaching hires, Jason. And first, I want to start with the laughable Cowboys. Because when this came down over the weekend, I was like, holy shit. Are you serious right now? Jerry, you could have did this 6 to 8 weeks ago if you just wanted to promote Brian Schottenheimer.
You could have done it in this season guy, to get a look-see at it, right? You could have done it the final month of the season to get a look-see.
Hey,
McCarthy's got an expiring contract. I call his agent, Donya. He wants more than we're willing to pay him. So we're going to relieve him of his duties now and pay him for the next 6 weeks to go away because we think Brian Schottenheimer might be the guy.
If there was
any conviction in this, if that's what it was even about remotely, that's what you would have done. If there was any foresight. No, they thought that McCarthy was coming back on their number. It's exactly what they thought. We got him in our back pocket. That's what they thought. And then when they found out they didn't, let's just go get a different puppet who we can pay a whole lot less to.
Well, and here's the other thing. For anybody that's like, oh, I think this is going to be fine, understand that Brian Schottenheimer has been a career assistant. Not once in his career has anybody in the NFL went, you know, I think that's my head coach, except for Jerry Jones right now. So they got fundamental issues with personnel that they've got to fix. Dak's got to come back and be healthy. I mean, there's some things. But this is an uninspiring hire, Jason, that for every Cowboy fan, I think, across the country, does not get them excited about, hey, we're going to go be able to beat the Eagles.
Well,
hey!
The scariest thing, if I'm a Cowboys fan, is that what it's told me is the lessons that Jerry Jones has learned from the last 25 years isn't that less Jerry is more. It's that more Jerry is needed. I am the only one who can fix this. I am the only one who truly understands this. And I believe that to a point where I'm now going to go further than maybe not further than he ever went before. Like Chan Gailey, he's done some things with a head coach that would tell you.
Dave Campo.
This cat really doesn't think the coach matters that much. But like to do it in this era and to do it in this manner where he doesn't even really bother to interview anybody else and just decides, I'm just going to promote this guy. I just think he has so lost the plot and he's so in his own head that he thinks that getting a guy who's even a path of least resistance more than McCarthy, like, is this implication that McCarthy, who had no jam, was somehow holding you back? Like, you're already picking all the players. You're already holding all the press conference. You're already talking to the media twice, three times a week during the season. You're already not relinquishing any real personnel power to anybody else. You're not rethinking how you do business, and you're finding a coach who will give you even less pushback and even less questions asked than Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy combined, who didn't do a whole lot of that. Like it's my toy. It's my plaything. I've won my Super Bowls. I got my rings on my terms in the past. even though you really didn't, because Jimmy Johnson got you those rings. You didn't get yourself those rings. But regardless, he's so convinced of his own mythology and his own revisionist history that it's now leading him all over the brink to go even deeper into that mythology. And now he's rewriting reality at the same time he's rewriting the past. I was the guy who did it all before. No, you weren't. And I'm the only guy who can do it now. And you'll see, I'll be right and you'll be wrong. And I'd rather lose my way than win trying yours. So like, he's begging you, like he's saying the coach doesn't really matter. All these teams paying these guys tens of millions of dollars are fools. Anybody can do it if you find the right players. And I'm better at finding players and doing contracts than ever. Like, that's what he's telling. He's begging you to ignore them like he ignored his head coaching search. And I would say take him up on it. I would say, let's, you and I, spend less energy, less oxygen even talking about them. Let's not help propel their mythology and just ignore them. They are an irrelevant franchise. It doesn't matter that the networks will, and the league will cram them down your throat in prime time.
Yes.
We know what those games will look like. They'll be suck fests. This team sucks. The guy who picks the players and picks the coaches sucks at anything football related and has for the better part of multiple decades, which is why you're here. And they are an irrelevant franchise. They truly are. Their games don't affect who goes to the Super Bowl. They don't have a singular organizational strength. They're not a great draft and develop team. They're not great at finding, you know, free agent diamonds in the rough. They excel at giving you crazy shit to talk about. Yes, but I'm going, I'm not a big New Year's resolution guy. In the past, I've faded them and I've thumped my chest about fading them. I'm just going to fade them and stay quiet about it because they don't really deserve, like, they don't merit a whole lot of conversation. They're a joke franchise with a joke owner.
Well, this was a joke hire. And a lot of people want to see it fail as the other ones have. And
I
all
will.
You got to do is sit back and watch. That's all you have to do.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
I do like, Jason, the hiring of Pete Carroll. And here's the reason. He knows how to do it. He may not be there 7 years. He's 73, whatever.
No, he's not. I mean, that would be something. I guess Marv Levy did it.
Correct.
Marv Levy coached pretty
with late. The Bills. Yeah. But he knows how to build it. So at least he gives, I think, you a foundation.
Well,
of a starting place. They don't have enough dudes. They don't have a quarterback. I mean, they got issues. But I think for Pete Carroll and what he's done in his career, he's going to be able to do that. I'm willing to tell you in 2 years, even maybe three, that the franchise will be at a different place because of Carroll, if allowed to do it. And I'm guessing with Tom Brady in Mark's ear, he's going to be able to. And then let's see what happens. But I like the hire from that standpoint. I think Antonio was great because of the energy and the emotion that he brought. But he hadn't had the experience of, we need to come in and this is how we're going to build this thing. And I think Carroll brings that.
Well, he raises the floor. There will be, like, you don't – there's nothing involved in coaching a football team at any level that he hasn't seen a million times over. And so he'll be prepared. He will bring – an energy that is somewhat similar to Antonio Pierce, and that it's a youthful, enthusiastic energy, but it's one, to your point, backed up by success, things that nobody's ever done. I mean, you look at his resume, there are things nobody's done. So I buy all that. I buy raising the floor. I buy that in that division, you better have a coach who can hit the ground running, because everybody else is a coach who might be going to the Hall of Fame. So some definitely are, and some, you know, I don't know, Harbaugh. I mean, I guess if Pro Football Hall of Fame, I don't know if we'll do enough in Pro Football, but if you were to, Like, if you were to look at Stanford and Michigan and the pros, you'd say that guy's a Hall of Fame coach.
For sure.
So that's the division. That's what you're up against. So I get it. I think there needs to be, though, a sense of urgency that most rebuilds do not have just because of his age. And, like, I don't know the road to a quarterback, but, like, they need to find one this year. Like, I don't think you can just punt and say, well, this year, who cares? We'll be bad again, right? And we'll pick at the top of the draft again next year. And then we'll start developing one in 2026. And by 2027, we think we'll be like, the man's 76 years old. Like, I just don't know. Like, I don't know about that. So that part of the process intrigues me. And I think necessarily to me implies that this can't be like the way you'd be talking about it if they hired Ben Johnson, who they obviously wanted. And like, with all the strife and drama and bullshit that's been going on with them since they started toggling between Oakland and LA, right, and moving since we were young men, and they're uprooting themselves. Like, there's just been so much ish with the Raiders forever, and there seemingly has been just chasing coach after chasing coach. I think this staff composition, like, I think it needs to be a younger staff, and I think there need to be some guys who you think might have what it takes to be the next man up. So that 3 years from now, if at age 76, he's like, you know what? When I was 73, I felt like I was 50. I'm 77 and I feel like I'm 77. That you're right. Not rebooting, that you're not starting over. Like, I think there needs to be, and he did this well in Seattle, right? Where there were times where different people and Dan Quinn did break through. There was a time when it looked like Daryl Bevel might, like Ken Norton was there for a while, right? Like, I feel like he had different guys on that staff at different times.
He did.
But, like, I feel like there needs to be a young guy on offense and a young guy on defense who you'd like to think that if this becomes much more of a 2 or 3 year plan than what we're talking about now, that some of the answers are within. Like, I think you can't sit here and pretend like you could have a 5 and 10 year plan with Pete Carroll, but could you have a 5 or 10 year staff? If he decides 2 years from now that I want, you know what, man, nobody's guaranteed 90 years on this planet, and I want to start doing things beyond football, and I just want to consult, and I want to be in the building, you know what I mean, once or twice a week in season, like, you don't want to be hitting the entire reboot button there. So can there be a natural successor on that staff somewhere? But man, I don't know what they're doing at quarterback. Like, I don't. I think they need offensive line. I think they need quarterback. I mean, obviously they need a quarterback really bad. I think they need pieces on defense, and that division might be the best in football. So there's a lot of work to be done. And Tom Brady's awesome. Tom Brady's great. Doesn't mean he's going to be great at this part of it.
I agree.
That's not guaranteed at all. Like, Wayne Gretzky's kind of tried his hand in this in a couple different ways. It hasn't gone that well. Like, Mario Lemieux, yeah, I mean, I think they kind of got a bailout to keep the team in Pittsburgh, and then, like, you can look at a lot of guys who jumped right into management or jumped into ownership, like Michael Jordan. Like, it's not guaranteed that he's got the elixirs or he knows what he's doing. He's also spread really thin. He's got this other $350 million job broadcasting that I assume he put some time into. So this is still like, there's still some Raiders stuff going on here. Like, this is not the norm. Not a rebuilding team with a minority owner who seemingly has more say than all the guys with the real money, who's moonlighting as the minority owner, and he's never been an owner before, and he's never been a broadcaster before, but he's doing both for the first time very prominently right here. And they're in need of a rebuild, and they hired a 73-year-old coach. Like,
it's an issue.
Might not work.
Correct. Liam Cohen, I didn't think he handled the situation the right way. Former Bucks OC. I'm very familiar with Liam because he was at Kentucky. My daughter's there, and he was, you know, left, went and worked for Sean McVay, and then came back to the league. But I didn't think he handled this the right way.
Uh-uh.
And look, we can talk about this, and Jason and I, we talk about this all the time. We know a lot of people around the league, and all these guys talk. All these coaches know each other. Dude, it's no big deal if you want to go back and have a second interview. Just be honest.
Yeah.
Just it's cool. You're not the first guy to not sign the papers when you get a raise or, hey, coach, I got to go back and talk to these guys again.
I sat down, talked to my wife, talked to my agent, right? We reconsidered. Yeah.
With the kids and all that, now his wife comes out and says, oh, we were at the doctor. It just didn't – the optics were crap.
I look. Yeah. Josh McDaniels pulled out on the Colts. He ended up still getting a Raiders job a few years later, and he got interviews right after that. Like, Ben Johnson has kind of – right? Different people thought different things about the way his processes went. He still got a job. Like, yeah, this I think took it to the extreme. Look, I just know I talk to people around the, you know, people I trust around the league about this, and they don't understand why Shad Khan, who's had a hell of a time identifying talent, fell so hard for this guy right now. He's 39. This is his sixth different job the last 6 years. He's never stayed anywhere more. Like, I think you can go back to him at college. There's only been one time he stayed anywhere more than 2 years, and that was the first 3-year stint with McVay. Which,
correct.
If you don't want to stay with McVay for 3 years, you're crazy. He's obviously a kingmaker. It's part of the reason that this guy's got the job now. Even, I mean, look, you can't grade a guy on a press conference because Dan Campbell went from biting kneecaps to turning around a franchise. So, but I watched that and was like, boy, there is a lot of not like I don't think you're getting Todd Monken to do the whole Duval thing and all. Like, I think there's some adults he could have hired, frankly, more adults, more experienced correct. People who are at a point in their career where they're not so blindly ambitious, where they're not so clearly intent on climbing that ladder as fast as they can, who are a little more comfortable in their own skin, who have built up some real calluses, and who have coached football teams before, not coached offenses, not coached position groups. Coached football teams. So, I mean, when Shad Khan falls head over heels for you and the rest of the market is kind of like, he's a good guy to talk to, but, you know, when Shad Khan, like, shouldn't he have fired Trent Baalke a long time ago? He should have.
Yes.
But we can go back 8 weeks ago and I'm on here saying, why is Trent Baalke doing contract extensions? Like, are they actually going to keep Trent Baalke? And they do all that. They let him fashion an offseason plan, and then they finally blow out Trent Baalke because that's what we've got to do to get Liam Cohen, who's never done the job before, right? Who just told Tampa, I'm coming back to you, who just renegotiated a deal there. Like, usually when it starts like this, it probably wasn't the right move. It's probably forced. It's probably too soon. Your process has probably led you astray. And here's the other thing. If he didn't take it, it sounds like it was going to be Robert Saleh. So, again, what does that tell you about the process? So, I there's a lot of red flags for guys I trust. Old school guys who I talk to all the time, who every time I call them, you know me, Jason, I'm a dinosaur. You probably know, like, you probably know what I think of this. But right. You're telling me this is six spots in 6 years? There's no way I'm hiring that guy. Not now. He's 39? No. I don't need that guy right now.
Yeah. Like, I thought Liam would be a hot candidate, considering going back if Tampa's playing well. He would be a hot candidate next year. He would become potentially the Ben Johnson next year. I agree with you. And I just feel like
it's a reach.
And here's the other side of this. If Shad Khan is an idiot enough to do what he did, and he's going to pay you, I can't be mad at Liam Cohen for taking this money and saying, you know what? Yeah, even if I'm here a year, I'm getting paid for the next five or whatever. I'm going to get a big check. I'm not mad at that. I just think this is the incompetence of what you're talking about. Shad Khan doesn't have anybody, Jason, he can trust. Who is his confidant that he can turn to in the NFL world and say, what do you think? Help me understand this a little bit more. Every owner from Robert Kraft, you name it, right? Except Jerry. Has a guy that they literally can turn to and talk to and say, hey, tell me what you think. Now, they make the decision. I just don't feel like Shad Khan has gotten that guy in the building with him since he's taken that team over. And he thought it was going to be Urban Meyer, and that was a joke.
But I mean, this sort of desperation reminds me of that hire. Like, it reminds me of the Urban Meyer thing where you convince yourself that this is the one and only. Like, I don't know how you wouldn't have more than one conversation with Todd Monken. Like, that to me is a red flag. Like, that's a red flag. Like,
well, Jason, real quick, he just got an extension, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he only got one Zoom interview, I think, with the Jags, and he wasn't even among the guys who they wanted to bring back and talk to again. And then it became clear they like Sala the most of that group. And like, look, Shad Khan's a great guy. Everybody roots for him. He's been an ineffective owner. He's not good at identifying people or people that can work well together. His hires have been dubious. You know, the paying of Blake Bortles. There's a lot of things that don't happen unless the owner is on board with it. That have even the Trevor Lawrence contract, the letting the keeping Trent Baalke, letting him make moves that affect your future rosters, and then firing him because you think that's the only way you can get Liam Cohen. I just think good luck. Good luck.
Good luck. I totally agree with you. All right, real quick. Aaron Glenn takes over. The only reason I'm bringing this up, we knew this. We kind of hit on it last week a little bit. But for some reason, I guess since they've hired their new general manager, now they are non-committal to Aaron Rodgers. When Aaron Glenn was like, yeah, I want to bring him back, of course. Which is where they should be, Jason. But to say now that, all right, are you guys going to finally, you know, try to go and draft a guy, whatever you're going to do? But that is up in the air. But Aaron Glenn, let's talk about the hire real quick. I like AG. I've known him a long time. I think he has the potential to be a really good head coach. We will see if he's given that opportunity because we know it just isn't him. The GM hire, interesting, a little bit.
Again, I don't know how Woody Johnson thinks other teams operate or what he thinks is normal. I really have no feel for this man. And no understanding of why he does what he does and how he runs his football team. The Aaron Rodgers thing should have been nipped in the butt. He should have come out and said, I'm not paying this guy anymore. I feel like Woody Johnson doesn't want – everything is on his hands, and he wants nothing to be on his hands.